A delegation from the University of Arizona is in Germany this week, taking part in what's described as the world's largest advanced technology conference and expo. It's called Hannover Messe, and this year the U.S. is the featured country. Bruce Wright is Associate Vice President for Tech Parks Arizona at U of A. And Bruce, what do you hope to achieve from this trip?
Well, our goal is to try to attract technology companies from around the world into one of our two tech parks in Tucson. So that they would establish a place of business, affiliate with the university, potentially hire some of our students as in our graduates, and hopefully start to create some economic value here in the state.
Do you have any particular businesses or particular countries in mind that you're targeting?
We do. So first, we're trying to target small, mid-sized, fast-growth technology companies. In our case, because of the research strengths of the U of A, we're targeted in six technology sectors. And we're actually reaching out to them and saying, would you have interest in coming into the U.S. and the North American market? And we focus a lot on companies that are either looking for market access or need assistance in either developing or introducing their product to the marketplace.
What do you try to sell them on as a way to come to Southern Arizona? So I'm guessing there are some people in parts of Europe or other parts of the world who maybe haven't heard of Tucson, Arizona.
Well, that's in case the fact. I don't know that Tucson is perceived worldwide as being a tech center, although I think we are. Yeah, we're trying to do several things. First of all, is the connectivity to the university and the research enterprise there. Secondly, access to our students, who are some of the best and brightest, can provide the employees for their companies. And then access to this very large market. They can go to California, they can go to Texas, two of the largest economies in the world, the Sun Corridor from Flagstaff all the way down to Nogales, and then even into northern and western Mexico.
For folks who aren't familiar with this particular conference, this Hannover Messe, how would you describe it?
Well, there'll be about 200,000 people from around the world that come and participate in a series of workshops and seminars and networking events, business-to-business meetings. And so we've been actually recruited by the U.S. Department of Commerce to establish a presence there, and we're among five universities that are being showcased that will be in what's called the Technology Pavilion. There are several other pavilions, including a business pavilion, and there's a group from the Greater Phoenix Economic Council that will be there as well.
How high would you say your expectations are for what you come away from this experience with?
Well, first, we want to put Arizona, Phoenix, and Tucson on the technology map. So we have high expectations about being able to do that. We right now have appointments set up with about 40 companies, individual appointments, and we're hoping that if we could successfully recruit four or five of those companies as a result of this fair, that would be a huge success for us.
Am I right that you're looking at not necessarily businesses like relocating their whole operations? Are you looking for like satellite offices in Tucson?
Well, two things. I think the first is we're looking for companies that need to enter the North American market. Maybe they primarily have been selling their product in Europe or other places, and they need to get into North America. So we're providing them a soft landing location where they come in, and we help them with all aspects of their business entry and development. And the second, and probably the most important, is that we help them with their product development. So the ability to test, evaluate, demonstrate their product to the marketplace. And we have significant testing capabilities and facilities at our tech parks.
You referenced the markets of Texas and California, and I'm wondering if they are also competition for this sort of thing. I mean, I imagine the UT or the UC systems would be more than happy to have companies come and work with them as well. I mean, do you find yourself competing with either those states or even other states in the Southwest or in the rest of the country?
Absolutely. And, you know, California is perceived as the tech center of the U.S. with the Silicon Valley. With the bio industry in San Diego and even in Los Angeles. And, of course, Austin in Texas and the University of Texas is a well-known tech center. So, yes, we're competing with those areas. But one of the things we offer in Arizona is access to those markets, but at a much more price-competitive position. I mean, it's cheaper to do business here in Arizona than it is to go into Los Angeles or the Bay Area.
Bruce Wright is the Associate Vice President for Tech Parks Arizona. Bruce, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.